Shalom, brethren. Today is Thursday, the 15th of April, 2021. It's the 15th of the month called Iyar. Iyar. Today is the second day of this month called Iyar. Praise Iyar for the gift of life and for another day to praise Him. Hallelujah. Today is a very special day on Iyar's calendar, which is also known as the Hebrew calendar. Today is the day we celebrate the independence of the nation called Israel. There was once a time when there was no piece of land on earth where Israel could call home, because Israel had gone into captivity. The Island was kicked out. The people of Israel were kicked out on various occasions, though in this particular case, we are talking about the one where the Romans kicked them out after Yahushua's second coming, and they scattered all over the world. So today is the day we remember the fact that Israel was able to get back that land after 70 years. So it's something worth celebrating greatly. And this independence was granted through an American president whose name I've forgotten. But it was, you know, Yah used America to restore the nation of Israel 73 years ago, so that there is a place on earth where we can all converge and, you know, just celebrate things the way we want, you know, the way the Lord has stipulated. Hallelujah. Let's sing this song before we start. This is the day, this is the day that Yah has made, that Yah has made. We will rejoice, we will rejoice, and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that Yah has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that Yah has made. We are the people, we are the people that Yah has made, that Yah has made. We will rejoice, we will rejoice and be glad in Him, and be glad in Him. We are the people that Yah has made. We will rejoice and be glad in Him. We are the people, we are the people that Yah has made. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. A very happy Independence Day to you all. A very happy independence to both biological and non-biological Israel. Hallelujah. A very happy birthday to you, spiritual Israel. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Thank you, Yahushua, for another year that we can celebrate the independence of Israel. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. I want us to read Jeremiah chapter 31. I'm going to read from the, I think I should read from the Tree of Life version today. Hallelujah. There's a lot to say. So it's called Hope for Restoration, but it's also called Saving the Remnant. Hallelujah. So let us read Jeremiah chapter 31. That's Yeremiahu. Jeremiah is Yeremiahu. Hallelujah. Or Yeremiah. Thus says Yahweh, the people surviving the sword found grace in the wilderness where I gave Israel rest. From afar, Yahweh appeared to me. Yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have drawn you with loving kindness. Again, I will build you so you will be rebuilt, Virgin Israel. So he emphasizes, he adds the word virgin. They are trying to say that they're only serving him and not any other god. You know, they were, first of all, they were displaced from their land because they were not obeying his commandments. They were not observing him as the only true God, Yahweh. So he displaced them for 70 years on various occasions, and then he promised to bring them back. But he said by the time he brings them back, they are meant to be Virgin Israel, meaning that they only will serve one true God, the one true God, which is Yahweh, which is Yah. Hallelujah. So let's read verse 3 again. Again, I will build you so you will be rebuilt, Virgin Israel. Again, you will take up your tambourines as ornaments and go out to dance to dances of merrymakers. Again, you will plant vineyards on the hills of Samaria. Planters will plant and use them. For there will be a day when watchmen will call out in the hill country of Ephraim, arise, let us go up to Zion, to Yahweh our God. For thus says Yahweh, sing aloud with joy for Jacob, shout with the chief of the nations, proclaim, give praise and say, Yahweh, save your people, the remnant of Israel. Behold, I will bring them from the north country, and I will gather them from the ends of the earth. Among them, the blind and the lame, the pregnant together with she who is in labor with child. A great throng will return here with weeping and supplications. They will come. I will bring them, leading them to walk by streams of water on a straight path where they will not stumble. For I am Israel's father, and Ephraim is my firstborn. Hear the word of Yahweh, all nations, and declare it in the distant islands, and say, he who scattered Israel will gather and watch over them as a shepherd does his flock. For Yahweh has ransomed Jacob. He redeemed him from the hand of one stronger than he. They will come and sing on Zion's height, radiant over the bounty of Yahweh, over the grain, the wine, the oil, and the young flock. Their life will be like a watered garden, and they will never languish again. Then will the virgin rejoice in the dance, both young men and old men together. For I will turn their mourning into joy, and I will comfort them and make them rejoice out of their sorrow. I will fill the soul of the Kohanim, priests, with fatness, and my people will be satisfied with my goodness. It is a declaration of Yahweh. Amen, in Yahushua's name. From verse 14 now, a new title, Grief Turned to Joy. By the way, I should say that those first 13 verses of Jeremiah chapter 31 show us that in these end times, Yahweh is going to be the one to gather the people of Israel from wherever they are, and he will place them where he desires, which he calls Zion. Hallelujah. So there is physical Israel. In these end times, there is physical Israel and spiritual Israel. Right now, physical Israel that we see today is being referred to as Babylon in Revelation chapter 11. However, Yahweh is revealing that in these end times, he is making the Democratic Republic of Congo in Africa spiritual Israel. Hallelujah. So, Yahweh is going to gather his people Israel from all over the nations. There's going to be a mass exodus to wherever Yahweh wants his children to go. Hallelujah. All right, carrying on from verse 14. Thus says Yahweh, a voice is heard in Ramah, lamentation and bitter weeping. Rachel, weeping for her children, refusing to be comforted for her children because they are no more. I don't know why it's also always Rachel that they always depict as the one crying for her children. It's something I need to dig deep into to understand. But one thing I know very well is that Yahushua, interestingly, Yahushua was born in human form very close to Rachel's grave. And I believe that was deliberate and is related to this verse. It's related to the fact that Rachel cried a lot because of her children being scattered and being held captive in other nations and therefore not being able to observe Yah's commandments properly. And not having peace of mind. And I believe Yahweh answered by making Yahushua to be born close to her grave. Hallelujah. He was born in a cave. Yahushua was born in a cave. It was Yahushua born close to Rachel's grave. And he was born in a cave. He was born in a cave, not in a manger. He was placed in the manger later on when Herod had rumors of a king being born. And, everyone started scrambling and trying to work out how to hide their children. And that's how Elizabeth had to go and hide John the Baptist in the mountains. That's why John the Baptist grew up eating locusts and honey and dressed in camel clothes. Because he lived a rough life from a baby, from childhood. He had to hide himself. In fact, his father was killed because of him. They were looking for him so they could kill him. So because they couldn't find him and his father, Zachariah, had no idea where he was, they just killed him by the sword. But interestingly enough, Yahweh made Zechariah's body to disappear. He was killed in the temple. He made Zechariah's body to disappear, but he allowed the blood to stay as a sign that he was killed innocently, and it pained him because Zechariah was a priest in the temple. But the blood was eventually removed after some sacrifices were made unto Yahweh. So this is just a by the way to let you know that, yes, Rachel cried. Rachel weeping for her children, refusing to be comforted for her children because they are no more. Yahushua comforted her by coming on earth in human form next to her grave. Also, the way Rachel died was because that's a long story. Let me not go into that for now. Let me continue reading Jeremiah chapter 31. Now moving on to verse 15. Thus says Yahweh, restrain your voice from weeping and your eyes from tears, for your work will be rewarded. It is declaration of Yahweh. When they will return from the land of the enemy, so there is hope for your future. It is declaration of Yahweh. When your children will return to their own territory, I indeed heard Ephraim grieving. You have disciplined me. I was disciplined like an untrained calf. Restore me and I will return for you. For you are Yahweh my God. For after I returned, I repented, and after that, I was instructed. I struck my thigh. I was ashamed and was humiliated, for I bore the disgrace of my youth. Is Ephraim a precious son to me? Is he a delightful child? For as often as I spoke against him, I still certainly remember him. Therefore, my heart yearns for him. I will surely have compassion on him. It is a declaration of Yahweh. Erect road markers, set up signposts, set your heart toward the highway, the way by which you traveled. Return, O virgin Israel, return to your cities. How long will you waver, O backsliding daughter? For Yahweh has created a new thing on earth, a woman surrounds a man. Thus says Yahweh Zevaoth, the Yahweh of hosts, the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel. Yet again will they use this expression in the land of Yehudah, Judah, and its cities, when I will return from exile. Yahweh bless you, O dwelling of righteousness, O mountain of holiness. Yehudah and all its cities will dwell there together, the farmer and those who go about with flocks. For I will satisfy the weary soul, and every languishing soul will refresh. At this point, I awoke and looked around, and my sleep was sweet to me. Behold, the days are coming. It is a declaration of Yahweh, when I will sow the house of Israel and the house of Yehudah with the seed of man and with the seed of the beast. Now, just as I have watched over them to uproot and pull down, to overthrow, to destroy, and to bring disaster, then I will watch over them to build and to plant, says Yahweh. That's verse 27. In those days, they will no longer say, the fathers have eaten sour grapes, and the children's teeth are blunted. Rather, each will die for his own iniquity. If anyone eats the sour grapes, his own teeth will be blunted. New covenant foretold. Sorry, now this is a new section of the chapter. So from verse 30, new covenant foretold. Behold, days are coming. It is a declaration of Yahweh, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. So the new covenant is what we see now. It's all about Yahushua's death and resurrection. Hallelujah. Not like the covenant I made with their fathers in the day I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Mizraim, Egypt. For they broke my covenant, though I was a husband to them. It is a declaration of Yahweh. But this is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel after those days. It is a declaration of Yahweh. I will put my Torah within them. Yes, I will write it on their hearts. I will be their God and they will be my people. So he has never got rid of the law. He is telling us what his new covenant is all about. His new covenant is about accepting Yahushua's death and resurrection and accepting his blood to wash us, as well as observing his Torah. His Torah is important to him. His law, his instructions, they are very important to him. And he has never abolished them for any reason. Hallelujah. So let's read verse 32 again. But this is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel after those days. It is a declaration of Yahweh. I will put my Torah within them. Yes, I will write it on their heart. I will be their God and they will be my people. No longer will each teach his neighbor or each his brother, saying, know Yahweh, for they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest. And this is very true, because my husband has had a revelation. you know, about this, that if you look very well, if you dig deep into the spiritual realm, his tablets of stone, his Ten Commandments are embedded in our hearts. And this is one of the reasons why the shape of our hearts looks like the tablet of stone of the Ten Commandments. Hallelujah. No longer will each teach his neighbor or each his brother, saying, "Know Yahweh," for they will all know me from the least of them to the greatest. It is a declaration of Yahweh, for I will forgive their iniquity, their sin, I will remember no more. Hallelujah. Thus says Yahweh, who gives the sun as light by day, and the fixed order of the moon and the stars as the light by night, who stirs up the sea so its waves roar. Yahweh Zevaot is his name. Only if this fixed order departs from before me, it is a declaration of Yahweh. So you can see that, you know, Jeremiah receives a revelation that the Torah that the Yahweh has written on our hearts is compared to the fixed order of the sun as light by day and the moon and stars as light by night. So he's trying to make a comparison here. He's trying to say that if the sun and the moon and the stars are fixed, they have a fixed order, and Yahweh is the one who created them, then it's the same with his word. His word is fixed. Hallelujah. And he says here that only if this fixed order departs from me, Yahweh, it is a declaration of Yahweh, then also might Israel's offspring cease from being a nation before me for all time. So you can see that the he's even going further to say that if the fixed order of the sun, the moon and the stars can be removed, that would make Israel to cease to exist. That is powerful. And once again reminds me of Revelation chapter 12, which talks about the moon being under her feet and the sun being her garment. Hallelujah. I'm running out of time, so I'm not going to go much into that. Let me just keep reading now. Thus says Yahweh, only if heaven can be measured and the foundations of the earth searched out beneath, then also I will cast off the offspring of Israel for all they have done. It is a declaration of Yahweh. So you can see that he's even comparing the existence of Israel to the measuring, to the ability to measure the heavens and the earth. This is really powerful. Behold, days are coming. It is a declaration of Yahweh. When the city will be rebuilt for Yahweh from the tower of Hananel to the corner gate, the measuring line will go out farther straight to the Gareb hill, then turn to Goa. Then the whole valley, the dead bodies and the ashes, and all the fields up to the Kidron Valley, to the corner of the horse gate toward the east, will be holy to Yahweh, set apart to Yahweh. It will never be uprooted or thrown down again forever. Amen and amen in Yahushua's name. Hallelujah. Shalom. We'll continue in the next audio.